USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The homes of two prominent lawmakers have been vandalized over the recent rejection of a $2,000 stimulus payment. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has more.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting cancel rent and we want everything on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home was also vandalized, with graffiti scrawled on the outside of the home. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. The country's top judicial official said on Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but within context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in Iran's best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An NBA Hall of Fame player and coach has passed away. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
He's unbelievable. Westfall! What a sequence by Paul Westfall!
Paul Westfall got it done on the floor and on the sidelines. He spent much of his career with the Phoenix Suns. The team announced his death Saturday at the age of 70. Westfall was reportedly diagnosed with brain cancer last summer, just a few months before he was enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
I know I'm not larger than life. One person congratulating me for being selected said, "Hey, now you're immortal." No. Immortality doesn't come from basketball.
Westfall played collegiately at USC and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1972. He was a five-time NBA All-Star. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And New York has become the fourth state to reach 1 million coronavirus cases. According to data released on Saturday, the state crossed the 1 million mark after another 15,000 new cases were added on Friday. Texas still leads all states with more than 2.3 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. California and Florida are the other states that have also reached 1 million infections. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.